Hello, Roxanne.
Hello.
So, to get things going, I wanted to ask a little bit about your parents' background. Where are your parents from?
My dad's from Germany, and my mom is from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
What part of Germany is your dad from?
Berlin.
What year did he move here?
1956. 1956. Mm-hmm. They came here on a refugee, and the church paid for them to come over here.
The Catholic Church?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Catholic.
Okay. And your mom lived in New Mexico before she lived in L.A. Where did your dad live in America?
Well, they moved to Oregon. Then they came to L.A.
Nice. So how many siblings do you have?
Four.
Okay. And how old are they compared to you?
My older brother is 1 year apart, my sister is 11 months apart, and I have a 19-year younger brother. Am I saying that right? Okay.
Where do they each live?
Well, all of them live in New Mexico right now.
Wow.
Except me.
And your youngest?
Lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Wow. Okay. And how many kids does your sister have?
Two.
Okay. How many do you have?
Four.
Do your two brothers have kids?
No.
Okay. What is your first memory of L.A., your hometown?
First memory.
Like
when I was little?
Yeah.
Oh, I would be riding the streets with our friends. Okay. Yeah. Riding the streets on a bike. Yeah, I think that's it.
What about would you take rides with anyone?
Oh, did I tell you about the mailman?
Yeah.
Okay, just say it's... Oh, yeah, the riding with the mail lady.
Okay.
I don't know why she like...
Did she ask you guys, or did you guys ask to ride with her?
I don't remember.
I just remember
we would go in her car. She liked us, I guess. A lady. That was kind of weird, though.
She's probably just lonely.
Maybe, huh? Wanting kids.
For sure.
And we're like one of those kids that are running the streets.
And so and it would be a route by your house. And
yeah,
she would
it would
you,
be on our street.
And the middle lady would take you around. That's cool. So you told me earlier that you went to two high schools. Why'd you go to two high schools?
Because I used to live in Orange County and I went to Santa Fe High School. And how I ended up there is I lived in Orange County. And then I moved with my mom for about almost a year. And during that time, I went to junior high school. And then I went to high school for half a year. And then I moved back to L.A. And then I've been here ever since.
Okay.
And I went to Marshall High School.
Oh, where do you remember wanting to live when you were a kid? Like, what was your goal for where you wanted to live?
L.A., I guess. L.A. I always liked L.A. since I lived different places.
What was your first job?
At an Ivor Theater. So we didn't really do anything. We just...
What kind of theater is that?
Ivor? Oh, acting. People do acting there, so that was my first job. It was a summer job.
Oh, what was it? What did you do at the job?
Well, we cleaned, but mostly we would just hang out and talk. We didn't really do much. They didn't really have acting, all the time. Like, there wasn't really shows, I guess you could say.
You remember when you got your first car?
Yeah. What kind? Toyota?
Yeah. How old were you?
21.
Do you remember, where was one of the first places that you drove in your new car that you wanted to drive to?
Oh, where I wanted to? I just basically went to work and back. I didn't really drive places.
Respect. Which band or artist was the first you remember being your favorite?
I don't remember what I told you. Oh, yeah, Bush. Bush was one. I actually I'm trying to think what I also like. U2. I liked U2. I liked Madonna at the time. There was a lot of, now that I think about it, there was a lot of them around that time that I can remember. But yeah, Bush was really one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, that was a good time for music.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember one thing your siblings taught you, especially your older brother?
He was mean to me always. That's what he was. I don't remember. I don't know. He wasn't really around because he went to jail when we were younger, when he was in high school.
Okay, so do you remember that you had to teach your little siblings things?
We just always taught each other stuff, me and my sister.
That's good. Okay. Who was the first person who was related to you or that you loved who passed away?
Oh, my cousin. She killed herself. Her name was Amelia.
How old was she?
19. Yeah.
Where did she live?
New Mexico. That's that during that time when I went there for those like 11 months, whatever, that's when all that happened. That was crazy.
How did your aunt or your mom handle it?
My aunt, she was devastated. She was like crying and everything. She was really mad.
How did she take her life?
She shot herself in the head.
Well, to make it to a lighter note, the first time you found out that you were going to be a mom, where were you when you found out that you were going to be Kaya's mom?
Where was
your firstborn?
I think at my house because I didn't get my period. I mean, it was those type of things.
Yeah. Were you...
I think, oh, I got a test at the 99 cent store.
Yeah.
And then it said...
Yeah. Were you... Like, happy, excited,
yeah, I was
nervous?
Excited, yeah.
Okay. So you have 4 kids now. Have any of your kids had to deal with any sickness, hospitalization?
No, none of them.
Okay.
They're all healthy.
Okay. Do you have, well, you kind of already answered this, but do you have any relatives who have been to prison?
Yes. How many? My brother is one. My uncle. My cousin Jerry. Yeah, a lot of my cousins that I don't even know.
So, can I ask what your brother...
Carjacking when he was 16. Him and his friend. He went for 3.5 years. And he got 2 strikes. Right when that law came out is when he... Yeah.
So, do you think... Felons who are in prison or who have served their sentence, and say they're in prison and they have good behavior, and say they've served their sentence and they're ex-cons, should they have voting rights? They don't currently.
Yeah.
Do you think it's wrong that they don't have those rights right now?
No, I can see why, because they're criminals. But they don't want people to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
That bad minds, I guess. I don't know. They think different.
So, which election, government election, was the first you remember as being more important than any other?
Obama. President Obama.
Why do you think that one?
That's probably, I don't know, I'm older now and that's what I remember, I guess. Yeah. Plus, Plus he was black. Okay, that's why.
Okay, final set of questions. Do you know anyone who has tested positive for COVID-19?
Yes.
Who's that?
Sam. I don't think no. Anthony's friend.
Where do they live?
Diamond Bar.
Okay. So they still live in the Los Angeles County?
They live in... Is that Los Angeles County? Yeah.
Okay. How close are they to you? Just a friend of Anthony's?
Yeah, friend of Anthony's.
Okay.
Only like when we go out to like Laughlin or Rhea, he'll come.
Okay, so your fiance's friend?
Yes, fiance.
So, do you think... So let me ask you this. How dangerous do you think COVID-19 is, a 1 to 10? A common cold being a 1?
Well, it's pretty... I don't know.
1 to 10.
Let's just say like a... 7.
Like a 7?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think it is more or less dangerous than the common flu?
About the same. They just don't have a vaccine for it, that's why. Maybe more, because there's no vaccine.
Okay. Now, during the pandemic, should your kids' teachers be paid the same for remote learning instruction?
Yeah.
Would you say that remote learning has been a more or less difficult for...
Less difficult, and the kids not concentrating as much as they should.
Yeah.
Because they're not in a classroom. They're distracted.
So, like, the work is less difficult for them,
yeah,
but it's more difficult to learn.
Yeah, because they just don't concentrate. If you have a computer, you're going to go on YouTube or, you know, other websites to do or distract you, I guess.
So, have you ever applied for aid from the government?
Food stamps.
And you've never been denied?
No.
Have you ever heard of, like, any of your friends or any situations that where they should get aid and they didn't?
No. I mean, yes, I guess I have, but they never, they're just lazy.
Yeah. Can you name any other virus events or scares from the past?
SARS, H1N1. I don't know.
And do you remember, like, the news during those times, like, whether they treated it seriously or not?
Yes, they did, especially with the SARS.
Yeah.
That one was crazy, because I was pregnant with Kaya when that whole SARS thing happened.
Oh, my gosh. So for your first pregnancy, it was when SARS was going on.
I know, right? And then this one, yeah.
Okay.
So basically the same thing because of COVID with River.
And so River was born when?
COVID this year, 2020.
Okay.
May 19th.
So right when?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Thank you for your time, Roxanne.
Okay, thanks.